Welcome to FrontStretch.com's Stock Car Scoop. I am Brian Nolan. Here are three things you need to know. Number one, Harvick victorious in Darlington. For the first time in 71 days, NASCAR waved the green flag on an actual race and not on a video game. With no fans, no practice, and no qualifying, that didn't stop Kevin Harvick. Harvick conquered the real Heroes 400 at Darlington on Sunday, May 17th, and well, for happy Harvick, he didn't find anything very weird until he climbed out in front of, well, no fans. He was talking to Fox's Regan Smith that he found it odd because it was literally silent when he was celebrating. There was no fans, nothing, just silence. Alex Bowman, he finished second, followed by Kurt Busch, Chase Elliott, and Denny Hamlin rounding out the top five. Two drivers coming back, Matt Kenseth and Ryan Newman, well, they finished 10th and 15th, respectively. Number two, Hendrick Motorsports' day ends in the garage. For most of Hendrick Motorsports, it seemed like it was going to be a banner day. Jimmy Johnson, William Byron, and eventual second place finisher Alex Bowman were all running comfortably and looked like they were going to be contending for a win until it all went downhill with one lap to go in stage one. Johnson, who was going to win his third overall stage, tried to avoid the 17 of Chris Buescher, in which he ran into the back of the 17. That resulted in Johnson spinning out and into the fence. Here's what Johnson had to say to Fox's Regan Smith after the wreck.
Gosh, what I would do to get that corner back to do it over again. Coming to the end of the stage and just trying to make sure I got a good run off of turn two, and I felt like I was going to be able to exit the corner side by side with him, and things just went horribly wrong there. What a great car. I feel terrible for my team, everybody at Hendrick Motorsports. Very thankful for Ally and all of their support. We've got great race cars and things are coming the right direction. Just unfortunate that things just really didn't turn out there off of turn two.
With Johnson wrecking, that gave the Stage 1 victory to his teammate in William Byron. However, the trouble did not stop for just one Hendrick Motorsports driver. Byron also had trouble after he won the stage as he cut a tire and slammed his number 24 car into the Turn 4 wall. After losing laps down while on pit road, Byron ended up finishing 35th, 14 laps down. Number 3, Xfinity qualifying results. Well, the NASCAR Cup Series restarted their season. The NASCAR Xfinity Series, well, they're going to restart their season on Tuesday. And on Sunday, well, they picked their starting positions. Noah Gregson, the winner from Daytona earlier in February, will start on the pole, followed by his teammate in Mike Lennon. Justin Haley will start third, followed by Ryan Sieg and Riley Herbst. Kyle Busch, who will be running 7 races in 11 days, will start 26th. Well, that is it for this week's edition of Stock Car Scoop. I am Brian Nolan. Follow us on Twitter at FrontStretch, and for all the post-race coverage from Darlington, check out FrontStretch.com. From all of us here at FrontStretch.com, stay healthy, stay safe, stay home.